Blog Talk Radio. And I just turned here with you. This is what I am, what I am. Understand, I don't give a damn. Damn. This is who I am, who I am. Man, I don't give a damn. Damn. This is what I am, what I am. And I just don't give a damn. Take me as I am. And my G's still pumping. Sold on the culture, you know that my Doja culture. Game over, soldier, I'm cooling. Be on the sofa. Niggas is posers and I'm the sculptor. Don't mean it, soldier, but fuck the vultures. I feel them the dopeness and proper dosage. I crank up the focus to get it amplified. Feel it's in the ceiling, but still it's some bigger fish to fry.
You are listening live. Well, do it live! Of course, you're not listening live. This is Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. It is Wednesday. It's August 24th, 2022. I'm your host. I'm Travis Bryant. Still catching my breath. Joining me any moment now will be Cameron Hawkins, co-host extraordinaire, you know, the Titan of Twitch and all those good-natured things that I say about him every week. Cam will be with us shortly. But until then, let me go ahead and give out all the pertinent contact information. This here is an interactive show, so please reach out in one or all of the following ways. If you want to have your voice heard on this show, there are two ways of going about that. First way, get in line. Hit us up on the Constellation lines and talk to Cam and myself live on air tonight. Drop us a line at 347-202-0103. Once again, the live call-in number is 347-202-0103. If you do want to have your voice heard but can't call us live, the voicemail is there for you. Voicemail gives you 3 unadulterated minutes to ask your questions, pose your comments, spout your conspiracy theories, yell, rant, rave, heap praise upon the new, you know, Triple H regime, yell about politics, I don't know, whatever you want. You got 3 minutes to do it. Drop us a voicemail at 415-787-5229. Again, the voicemail can be reached at 415-787-5229. If you can't call us or drop us a voicemail, you can always drop us an old school email. Emails, you can find us on the email tip at eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Let us know in the subject of your email which segment, VIP or non-VIP, that you would like your email read. Currently, we're sitting at 1-1. Got one non-VIP from Jabron, and one VIP from Josh, the Stash. So we'll get to that Josh email with Rich and I in a VIP. And Jabron, Cam, and I will tackle your email. Drop us an email at eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. You can also find the show on Twitter. Find us at eastcoastcast, twitter.com/eastcoastcast. You can find my personal Twitter at TravLord, and you can find Cam at Seahawk. That's C-E-E Hawk. And speaking of C-E-E Hawk, follow along, watch along, listen along, chat along on Cam's Twitch. Find it at twitch.tv/Seahawk. Chime in the chat room, get your opinions heard that way. That's a fun way to connect and communicate with us while we're live on the show. And also you get to see Cam corner in this in the box. That's always a good thing. I think this is an old Twitch. As soon as I said it, Cam goes live. So again, chat along, watch along, listen along, something else along on Twitch, twitch.tv/Seahawk. and The Last Bastion of Get Adage. Find us on Facebook. Oop, I need to mute him. Find us on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/PWTorchEastCoastCast, or just search East Coast Cast or PW Torch, and you'll see us among the Torch family of fan pages. So please give us a like, share us on your timeline, tag your wrestling pals in it, get the conversation started that way. Okay, so without further ado, so he's got his Twitch on. Ah, there we go. Cam.
Yeah, like, Twitch literally was down until 3 seconds ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the OBS service was not connecting to Twitch. Like, for anybody, I just tweeted it. But, yeah, we got lucky. I literally was tweeting, we might have to go old school this episode.
Well, hopefully it holds up. And you sound fine, at least on my end. So don't, you know, have to do too much tweaking and turning of knobs and that thing. So, yeah, what's up with you, man?
You know, working, man, working. We finally, school started Monday. And so that, school started Monday. So things are slowing down a bit. Of course, Wednesday is the day all the kids didn't realize they only had Monday and Tuesday to change their schedules. So they're calling cop and pleas today. I've said the word liaison more than any French person has ever said the word liaison as of today. I kicked it with Mega Ran all weekend. Absolutely an experience, like super fun guy. That was just a ball. We can talk, we'll probably talk about that like this weekend on stream or something. But and then I turned in my first draft of the thing I'm working on for The Ringer. So we'll see what it goes. But yeah, man, just work. That it's like, you know, they want between like 2,000 and 3,000 words. And I didn't realize how tough it was. I'm writing like, yo, okay, here's what I want to say. I look up 700 words. It's like, oh, God. So,
yeah, writing for the Torch is kind of the opposite.
Huh?
Writing for the Torch is kind of the opposite. It's like, hey, you got to give me a tight 1,000. I got to fit you in. You know, you can't be spouting all your whole, unless you're featured that month or something.
Yeah, I didn't realize like how few features they actually run. That was what kind of got me. I checked out the site and they don't do like weekly features or biweekly features. This is rare. So, you know, like cool. I'm like, oh, there's like 6 articles from like AEW. Anyway, I'm sure there are more WWE, but still, like it's light. So this is, I didn't realize how cool of a thing and how rare of a thing this was. So, you know. We'll
Did you send in a decent picture that they can use and that'll work on there, you know, on there?
Of me?
Yeah, for the article, or for the column.
No, because I don't think they have pictures attached to their articles. But I did talk to, I had to go through like official channels for this. So I did talk to the media guy at AEW and they actually sent me pictures. So that'll be cool.
Yeah. But none of yourself. But, okay, I'm used to one way, and everybody don't do it that way.
Yeah, maybe they need to, again, I don't know if I'm going to be, like, on the staff or anything, so I don't know if they'll ever need that, but maybe, you know.
That's a good point. They're like, yeah, slow down, buddy. It's just your first
review. Yeah.
You ain't on the marquee. So
for sure.
Sounds,
so we'll see. But, yeah, things, everything, great. You know, everything on that side is doing all right. It's lovely.
Has Craig hit you up over the weekend about hanging out with Mega Ran?
No, he is not.
Okay, he's a fan.
Is he? Okay, yeah, we'll have a fun conversation about that. Wait, no, we can't talk to Craig about it because Craig only wants to talk about wrestling on the wrestling show.
Oh, I think he'll make an exception for him, the hypocrite.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
Yeah, so what we got this week? Where are we starting? What's the subject of the week?
I feel like we need to talk about tonight, you know, Punk versus Moxley, title versus
the
crown.
That is absolutely something to talk about. That is a story that I thought would go away and has only gotten, you know, as far as fans go, It's only just gotten more contentious and bitter, and everybody sharing the same promo from Triple H and the same promo from John Cena from, you know, circa 2012 or 13 or so. And it's, yeah. I love when wrestling fans turn on people that they've historically enjoyed. It's just watching people turn themselves into pretzels. Why CM Punk is, you know, an asshole, or more than an asshole than we already kind of know and assume that he is. But yeah, so yeah, let's start with the saga. Or do you want to keep it to the matches and the TV, or the bullshit backstage stuff and the alleged...
I mean, we can swim through it. We can swim through it. So, I mean, but it's all about what you believe too. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult. So basically, you know, Punk and Moxley were slated to be the main event for All Out next weekend. And that all of a sudden got, you know, Punk comes out. He's mad at Moxley. Moxley's mad at Punk. They have a lot of words. Punk calls out Hangman Page, like, out of nowhere. Says, I want a piece of him. And, you know, Punk comes across as very, very, he was a jerk. He was being a jerk to everybody and anybody and challenging the audience's opinion of his opinion on his coworkers. And, yeah, you know, Moxley came out and had words, and they decided they could not wait until next weekend, so they are going to have a title unification match tonight.
Which really should be the story. Like, why? I don't think, like, sure, there's some heat, and even if you, you know, not it's not all kayfabe heat. Like, you know, it's like some legit feelings hurt, kind of real anger and stuff going on, but it's not to the point where we – it's not Goldberg Hogan on TV at the Superdome.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, okay, you know what? I could see that. You got a pay-per-view in 2 weeks, but you want to – fine. It will, because it will make a difference, and as I'm pretty sure it did that
night. It's
going to
pop
range,
for sure.
In the numbers. But this ain't that. And – even with the genuine heat and the decent story that they've been able to tell from the potential, you know, real stuff going into business stuff kind of that we've been possibly witnessing the last couple of weeks, I don't think it's that hot. I don't think it's necessary to kill your pay-per-view, and that might be going a little far, saying it's going to kill the pay-per-view, but fuck, it's the All Out. It's your... Arguably your biggest pay-per-view of the year, at least name-wise. Why?
Do you think that, well, Kenny didn't bring a ratings pop. We will talk about Kenny Omega coming back because that is a super interesting story, but I think that I don't think people are tuning out of AEW because Kenny Omega is injured. I think that the people who really like Kenny Omega understand that or feel that watching this show is doing good by Kenny Omega. So I don't think those people tuned out when he was hurt, okay?
Right.
But I do think that there are people who don't watch AEW necessarily who see Punk versus Moxley on free TV and are intrigued by that. Travis, do you think that adding MJF as a triple threat makes the all-out match bigger if that were to happen?
So they would have a finish tonight and then run it right back in 10 days or whatever?
We'll have a non-finish tonight.
Well, see, there goes the other issue. You can't kill your pay-per-view, say you were doing it on TV 2 weeks before, and then don't have a finish and go, well, hey, we still got the pay-per-view to fall back on. It's like, man, you're literally trying to, it's a stupid saying, but you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. Like, fuck, you can't, you shouldn't do both of those things. You know, try to get two buys, two ratings, two whatevers, two pops out of that one match, or well, technically two matches, but that one match up. Yeah, and you're saying if you add MJF at the pay-per-view, No, I think you're adding crap. Not that they're any of the talents are crap, but you're adding crap on top of crap. Like, no, do not get him involved in this nonsense that that you've created over here.
I think very rarely does a triple threat. We're from the Bruce Mitchell school of wrestling in that that takes away from the heat of a one-on-one match in that it's splitting up the focus.
Yeah.
I think that a one-on-one match is how this should go. Man, if they do have a clean finish tonight, then what in the hell is the main event of All Out? Is it the trio's final?
I guess you got me.
Yeah.
You have one less marquee thing on it, on the pay-per-view. Unless they decide, hey, depending on the finish, we got to do that again. And you just have two clean finishes back to back. I'm not saying that wouldn't... As far as, like, watching quality wrestling, that's not the most terrible thing in the world if they did, in fact, have a clean finish tonight or not necessarily a clean finish, but a non-fucky finish tonight and then had a good match and a clean finish at the pay-per-view. Okay, sure. But
I wonder if they come on and state that regardless of the outcome, this match is still happening again in 2 weeks. Like, do you say that aloud? Before the match, or when
2 hours before,
or when show
is
on air.
Yeah, that's a thing you could do instead of waiting till next week and trying to come up with something creatively to justify another match. Just say it before the first one, like whatever happens, we're running this shit back. But do you say that at 8 o'clock, 8 Eastern, or do you say that shit at 9:35 when the match is about to start?
Yeah, in the
chat. You don't want people going, oh, if I miss it tonight, I can watch it at the pay-per-view. I'll pay for that.
Vacant Views is making a really interesting point. Could this be done to appease the executives at Warner Discovery?
What do they care? What?
Well,
again, like I said, this ain't Hogan and Goldberg. This ain't about fooling the...
They just lost $2.4 billion this week. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not intertwined. I'm purposefully not intertwined enough with the relationship between AEW and their TV daddy to have a solid opinion on that.
But I just find it hard to believe that you can say in the same sentence, Warner Discovery lost almost $2.5 billion. And then go on to say, do you think they give a fuck about what's happening on AEW Wednesday night? I don't think so. I do not think so. In the sense that they would go can everything or just sweep everything off the table, then sure. But specifically and focused on that, hell no. They're going to do what they do at 8 o'clock and 10, on Wednesdays and 5 and 10 o'clock on Fridays. And they'll be fine. As far as that goes, they'll be okay.
If it's a clean finish, who do you have tonight?
Moxley.
Hmm.
And then we have
Punk wins the pay-per-view?
Basically slicing Moxley in half and just maybe turning heel and just saying fuck it, let's lean into, I do think it's kind of at the point where at the moment it's like you might as well lean into Punk's heel stuff right now in August of 2022 or September when it will be September of 2022. Just go with it because he can get the fans that are going to cheer him to boo, but it's going to be harder to get the fans that will boo him to cheer him if he's out there just trying to babyface it up, and he's not doing that. So I'm just leaning into they just keep going with Punk being a prick and a fucking scumbag.
Jay Ray,
like I would not be surprised if Punk's whole identity in the next 3 months is is the stereotype that people are saying.
I thought the thing that we liked about Punk was that he was a selfish asshole. And I'm like, yeah. And so, I mean, the issue is people get on social media and try to defend the honor and sanctity of the people they like when they forget the reasons they actually like them. You know, like, Punk is absolutely a pompous, self-important know-it-all.
Right. Like when he was getting his biggest cheers, you know, against John Cena in whatever that was, 2011, 2012, like no one was like, yeah, Punk's just, you know, stand up white baby face. They were like, no, is what he said and does it in a relatively caustic way at times. And
yeah. It's like, remember a couple
like
of years ago,
rewrite history.
There was that TikToker who was like, he had this really, really impassioned TikTok about Miles Morales getting on the big screen.
Okay.
About, like, having a live-action Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the thing, he campaigns to play Miles Morales. And it's like, okay.
That's is he even an actor? Or was he just a straight-up TikTok?
Nobody that you've ever heard.
Right.
But it was like, oh. That's what this is. Like, it's not about the pride and honor and the well-being of pro wrestling. It's
or
about,
could be. It could be, but it's also very
what is it
selfish.
Mostly? Like, yeah, it's mostly about you. Like,
yeah
and that's fine. Like, I'm saying all this to say, hell, I like CM Punk. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind you being a jerk who happens to be right most of the time. I pride myself on being a jerk who happens to be right most of the time. Yeah, that's just kind of a thing. So, yeah, I do think it's weird that, like, the thing that he was doing I don't think should have turned people off. That's just who he is. Sometimes
he did it to their favorites. He didn't do it to Triple H or Vince or John Cena. He fucking told Hangman Page, who do you think you are? And people got mad. He's Hangman Page. Like, exactly. Who the fuck is Hangman Page to CM Punk? And sometimes,
and always,
you know, you gotta, you know, fucking play that card and feel,
and
you know,
so
feel yourself.
He can't have no match if he don't bleed. Like, he was on some awesome bullshit.
Yeah.
He was on some bullshit.
Which,
so
I'm
Moxley.
Not a fan of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it was bullshit. It was bullshit. Yeah, I think that it's going to be interesting. Like, is Punk 100% healthy? Is that foot all the way healed? It'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm, of course, tuning in tonight. You know, I'm super into it. While we're on AEW still, did you watch Kenny Omega's return match?
I saw some of it.
Can I tell you why I hate the internet?
Please.
I know exactly, without being a doctor, if you were to ask me, and I had to tell you, I can tell you exactly Kenny Omega's physical well-being right now. I can tell you this.
Okay.
Do you know how many people tweeted me about, oh, it's a work, and oh, don't be fooled, and blah, 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 and I just had to sit there like...
Wait, what specifically is a work, and don't be fooled by what?
Whether or not he's working through injury.
Oh. I don't think...
And I just had to look at my phone and just be like, you know what? All right.
Where does the notion that he's in some way faking or playing up the injuries?
Because people are afraid of... People are afraid of being made to look the fool.
But why would they... I'm missing a chunk of context, clearly. Because
people have decided that anything presented to them as real, they have to get out in front of it so as not to look
Sakes. Who cares? It's that's the one thing where you can go. It's wrestling. Like,
exactly. And so that's the thing. When I'm tweeting about it, I'm not tweeting about it. I'm tweeting about the show that I'm watching.
Right.
And so...
But even if you truly believe, like, this is going to happen and it doesn't, or the opposite happens, like, well... Somebody wrote it that way, and they just didn't agree with what you wanted to see. That happens all the time. Like, what the fuck?
I tweeted, that man, I said, put him in hospice. Here. And people were like coming at me like, oh, you don't know. And he's working. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. You guys,
wait, you said put him in hospice as a clear, I mean, I assume that you didn't really want the man to go.
It's a fucking joke. Why would he be in hospice?
So why would you even respond to that with anything other than ha-ha or fucking smiley face?
But I think that the visual of him wearing 15 braces is amazing.
Yeah. If you need all that, why are you wrestling?
There's also that part.
So my hope is that he is playing it up as a character. Like, yeah, look at me putting myself through this for you, you know, but that he doesn't. I hope he doesn't need a fucking strap across his thing to keep his shoulder from popping out. Like, why is he cleared to wrestle if his shoulder pops out?
That man took a flying through the ropes blockbuster while sitting on the guardrail. Like, he's on some other shit, man. I do think that the finals is probably them and House of Black, but House of Black winning because Kenny can't go.
Okay. Then I thought we agreed that the Bucks and them were going to win because they weren't going to make the same mistake that they did, you know, 3 years ago, getting those tag titles early, or at least earlier than
I think. And I think that's what we were talking about last week. Then Kenny came back in a full body cast.
Okay.
And so the way I see the story again is like him, because if they win, when can he defend the damn thing? If he's that beat up.
But also, so I think if they win, he can. He's in a six man. He's in six man matches, and you know he's got two other guys to carry the load.
Yeah. I think that they get to the finals. I think he puts on the gutsiest performance ever, and it's not quite enough. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Apparently, Rick's got a promo tonight. Haven't talked to him about it, but they're giving him like. They specifically have been advertising him coming out and talking his talk, so I think that'll be interesting to see where it goes with him and Hobbs. So apparently, like, there is, like, a backstage come-to-Jesus meeting today with AEW.
That was held, what, this afternoon or something? Like, it already...
I hit Rich, because I feel like Rich and Wade have some info on it. Yes, this afternoon, so it's, like, probably already happened. Yeah. I haven't talked to anybody. I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm going to ask somebody that works there, but I'm curious to see if it's, hey, this is going great. Hey, we got to step up. Hey, we need to do X, Y, and Z. I wonder exactly what it is.
I hope it was, hey, I'm going to do better. Hey, I'm going to step up. Hey, I'm going to fucking put you guys in a better position and present you guys better. I hope it was a lot of that as well. That's the main...
Hey, women, here's some time.
Not even just, I don't want them to just have time. Oh, here's fucking 8 to 12 minute chunks of segments for tonight or going forward. I want that 8 to 12 minutes to mean something. Not just, oh, hey, you know, such and such and such and such had a good match. Like, that's not going to cut it anymore. Can't just present these, you know, good wrestling women anymore. Like, you got to let them, you know. I don't know. I think that the whole thing is creatively they need to – I hope that's what that come to Jesus was like meeting was about. Like, we got to do better creatively. And, again, we means I, TK, Tony Khan. I have to do better. I have to be more creative. I have to – not be such a fucking fan of everybody, and unfortunately, got to treat you like fucking pieces on a board because, shit, not my fucking pals that come over every Wednesday to fantasy fucking, you know, fantasy book.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see. On the WWE side, they're in Cleveland. Oh yeah, people say Johnny gonna come out because they're in Cleveland. Johnny Gargano came back. You know, come out of commercial break, full on entrance. You know, comes back, happy to be back. Gets into it with Theory immediately. Any concerns about Gargano's return? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's just a thing? Like, how do you feel about that? Great reaction, by the way.
Yeah, I thought it was the premium place to debut him or to have his return. Or no, it's just the main roster. I assume this isn't something that they've. I assume this is probably a month in the making, like since Triple H like really like, okay, here's my list of guys, here's the calls I've made immediately, and the emails and texts I've sent out. I think this was probably done relatively soon, and this Raw on Monday in Toronto was circled as the return. Because if you want to set a tone for the rest of the, you know, for the fans watching that might not necessarily know who Johnny Gargano is, the reaction he got in Toronto Monday certainly helps his image and helps them going forward and, you know, where they position him and stuff like that. So I thought it was, and even if it wasn't, if it wasn't circled on the calendar weeks ahead, you know, serendipity. Just it worked out that he didn't show up in fucking Missouri or some shit. And it was, you know, a hot crowd in Toronto.
Great city for guys who had big NXT takeover Toronto moments.
Yep.
So like they hold on to those. So yeah, him and Theory interacting, I think is good. You have, you know, Io Sky and Dakota Kai, predictably, moving on in the women's tag title tournament.
Everybody but Aaliyah got a big pop. Good point, Jay. Great.
I don't, bless her heart, man. I just don't think that. I don't know what they can do with the kid, man. People are like, you know, she was in NXT for 10 years. Well, they maybe should have put a title on her or made her do something important.
No,
you know?
No, they should not have. They did exactly what they should have done with her in NXT, make her a jobber to the fucking stars, which is the only thing.
You don't socially promote that person, though. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
If you run out of ideas, you got to cut bait, right? But clearly they don't want to cut bait, so it's like, yo, you got to do something with her, man. But yeah, you in your hometown, and they just want nothing to do with you, and like, just a mess. But hey, keep getting paid. So we talked about the women's side. I want to talk about the SmackDown side of the women's tag tournament. So, Zoe Stark and Nikita Lyons could not compete in Toronto or in Canada. I think in Montreal. On Friday because of medical reasons. Now, I cannot confirm this, Travis, because it's just what people say. It's not necessarily the truth. They're saying that they couldn't compete is because Nikita Lyons is not vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't travel. That would be ridiculous. I'm not saying it's not possible, but that would be ridiculous.
I mean, it's very possible and very likely. I think that's why it's so a very believable story or little tidbit or whatever, however it got out. Because you go, oh, yeah, we've seen it before. It's derailed careers in the last 18 months that we've seen. This would not be surprising.
But what sucks is, like, the same thing that happened with B-Fab, if that part is true. Like, it's not just you. You have partners that are counting on you to do these things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if Zoe Stark missed an opportunity because of that, that's unfortunate. So they're replaced by Toxic Attraction. I thought that they had a good showing in beating Tamina and Natalya, but JC Jane got hurt. So even though they won, they're out. So now there's a last chance fatal four-way to advance to the semifinals. Just a mess all around, unfortunate.
Yeah, it was just kind of an unfortunate series of events. I don't know what if she ate some bad shellfish because she was looking a little green around the gills, like quite literally, during that match. But yeah, is it obviously it's an injury enough to miss the next round and going forward.
Yeah,
but
I haven't specified what it was.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to affect them on NXT, and you know, for weeks and months on end. So, is it a collarbone? Or is it like a something in the? Was it an arm? Was it a? I don't even remember what the damn injury
was.
Was
it shoulder?
I thought that's what I'm thinking. It's like
Sonya Natalya. I'm sorry, not to me.
Sonya Natalya. Okay.
So Travis.
All right. Yeah.
Did you watch NXT last night?
I didn't. And I couldn't find, and they didn't do a top 10, so I watched a few clips, including Dexter Lumis showing up to, I guess, tie it to kind of like give some closure to that. I didn't understand like the way it ended. Like, oh, so y'all not together? You going, was that like
she's
a goodbye? Break
it out of jail, what you mean?
Oh my God. Yo, if she puts on the white and black makeup on some dead president shit, I'm a what?
Yeah, she's gonna bust up in there, man. So outside of that, we have like Worlds Collide is coming up, and it's not just Worlds Collide like champion is competing with champion. They are unifying the men's and women's mainline and UK NXT titles.
Yeah.
So it's Braun Breaker versus Tyler Bate. And then what is the third woman's name? And then it is going to be Mandy Rose versus Miko Satomura. And Blair Davenport, triple threat unification match for the women's NXT titles.
Why is there a third person in there?
Blair Davenport was the number one contender for the UK title.
Oh. I don't like that. You could just say you're the number one contender after the match between the two champions. But, okay, to do something different, to...
Yeah. So, and then they also signed, what was the third match?
The tag match, right?
They're not unifying the tag titles.
What?
I don't think so. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not believe they're unifying the tag titles.
What's the point?
I think that
Dallas...
Yeah, I did think that was interesting. And there's no, there's nothing to unify with the North American title. LaMelo wasn't on the show.
Right.
If he said that's what is she putting on the line, her number one contendership, what you mean? So what about the tag titles and the Heritage Cup? Yeah, I do not think those are up for grabs for unification. So that's on September 4th. So that would be 2 weeks from yesterday. That should be a good show. Braun and Bate should go crazy. So, yeah, NXT is doing some interesting stuff over there because it seems like they're folding NXT UK into NXT, but
absolutely.
They're also going to still have an NXT Europe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I think that's going to be more we're training and preparing, but we're not going to have a show in time. I think.
Right. I hope. please. Just be a scouting, basically the performance center of Europe. And that's tough.
I know people like NXT UK. NXT UK does have great energy at Walter. NXT had Dragunov. Like, they have Gallus. Like, they have some very good stuff over there. Bring it over here so I can watch it.
Yeah.
They bring it over here so I will watch it.
Yeah, I don't understand the tag title thing. If they're not being unified, because then what? You just drop the UK tag titles and any of the UK tag teams just get absorbed, or you know, I don't, whatever. I was going to say it's not a big deal, but it should be. And I get that this seems very thrown together, probably because, or not thrown together, but it seems like it's all happening as, you know, in real time. Like this wasn't something that's been in the works for 3 months. It's been in the works for barely 3 weeks, probably. So the fact that Tyler Bate and Bron Breakker, when is this Worlds Collide?
Wait, yeah, September 4th. I'm tripping. September 4th is going to be the craziest day of wrestling ever in the world. Because that's All Out. That's Clash at the Castle. And that's what? NXT. That's all September 4th.
No fucking way. What time? Oh, the UK show or the Cardiff show is probably going to be goddamn noon or
like,
some shit.
Yeah, middle of the damn day. Oh, no, the Clash of the Castle is September 3rd. I lied. Don't listen.
Okay.
All Out is on September 4th. And then NXT, Worlds Collide 2022, also on September the 4th. So I'm sure that'll be earlier. They'll probably do that in the afternoon to give room for All Out. So, yeah.
And that's going to be on Peacock.
It is going to be on the cock, as it were.
It is a PLE, premium live event. Okay.
I hate that so much.
Yeah,
I'm literally paying a subscription to watch. But yeah.
They absolutely need to take my $9.99 and hire somebody, or put a couple of our $9.99s together. Hire somebody to come up with a new way of, if you're not going to call it pay-per-view, a premium live event ain't it.
Yes.
In 3 years, we'll be saying PLE like it ain't shit, and I'm livid just thinking about that. Because it's not going anywhere, and eventually it's just going to be a thing we all know and say, whether we get on it like pay-per-view, PPV, you know, or not. It's going to be the term, and, yeah, I'm already mad. All right. We had what else happened on Raw?
Edge with the Canadian Destroyer.
Yes. Oh, yes. I want to talk about the match and the whole, yes, good focus around him, the whole show, and it's being in Toronto, which is such a, it was maybe the best Raw that they've had since in the AV era.
Yes.
It was a really fun show. And a good main event. And Edge got the big victory in his hometown. And Damian Priest got to, the promo from Judgment Day backstage, where it's the three of them, Priest is behind Ripley and Balor with his arms draped around him, and they're just casual talking shit, and it was just a good promo by the three of them, and Priest finished it up, and it just was very natural. You know, we're looking for those things, especially in the promos, and it really feels like it could be just a placebo effect, because we know, you know, we think something's happening, but it really does feel like these promos are things that the actual talent would say, the actual character that they're playing would say, and say it how they would say it. And the way they'd been going all the last couple of weeks, they absolutely should have been confident and, you know, arms draped over each other, just laid back like, we beat Ray, we beat Dom, we split the Mysterio family. There's all kinds of turmoil over there. And Edge, we bashed your brains in. We'll just do it again. And it was just hit all the right notes, and then the match did the same. It was just a good night and a good 3 hours of building up to it. You know, just enough to get Damian Priest over as as a big deal, but it wasn't forced. It was just like, no, he's here. He should be in the main event, especially because he's fighting Edge in Toronto. And yeah, I think he has been before, but I think he's fully accepted in. And I mean, as far as fans go, like there's no, like he's Damian Priest, WWE superstar for
sure.
The good, the bad and everything. He's not, you know, Punisher Martinez now in the NXT, or hey, this NXT guy is now on the main roster.
Yeah,
he's
treating like he belongs.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
Damian Priest, you know, main eventer. So. But yeah.
Somebody said, are we getting Ray Edge and Beth at versus Judgment Day at Clash of the Castle? That'd be nice. And Sweeney said Rhea is the leader of the group. Well, not mad about that either. She's the muscle.
And they're really leaning into how she's been Dominic Mysterio. Yes, we did. And it was this,
yeah.
Again, just thinking about how the match went, like Finn absolutely had to win that match because of how the main event ended with Priest losing clean. Like now Finn's got to win and win good and look good doing it and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like heels and cheaters. It was just, yeah, nobody got cute, just did what they needed to do. To advance the story that they were telling throughout the night. It was just, Raw does not feel like a slog anymore. I still wish it wasn't 3 hours, but it certainly doesn't. Also, I missed the first 40 minutes. I've been doing that, but it goes by.
I think I made it to like 8:15, man. These kids got me running.
Yeah, I got to the Aaliyah match and went and took a shower. I was like, I don't need to see this.
I watched it the next day. It was cool.
Watch my ass.
Yeah. That Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles spot where they both pick a guy up for a vertical suplex and then AJ walks away, even though we know Bobby can do it by himself, it still looks really cool. It did.
Yeah.
Like, that was fun. Yeah, man, they wrestling. They're doing new moves. Like, that matters. And it's not
we're getting at least two good
flip every match. It's just like I'm using my abilities to wrestle. Like I'm showing you what I can do, what I've been thinking about, what I've been training for. And that's dope. Like they're not just running the power eye. Like they are spreading it out. Like this is good.
Did I miss the Street Profits Monday? Is that 2 weeks in a row they haven't been on?
I think that's 2 weeks in a row they have not been on Raw.
I wonder if that's just the, hey, you guys been, you know, running and running and running.
No running.
Right. Here's 2 weeks off in a row. I'm going to kick back a little bit. Chill. Because Bianca was on the week before, but I don't remember seeing her.
Bianca was on with Trish. She was. With Trish,
okay. So, I guess.
Yeah, Trish. So is Trish coming back like on a part-time basis?
I hope not. And no disrespect to Trish, but just, no.
There's other stuff to do. There's new talent. Like, Trish is dope, but, like, you know, it's not really necessary.
And it really isn't.
Unless she wants to do, cool. Like, I enjoy seeing Trish. Trish is fun, but just, you know, don't know if it's really necessary.
I also don't mind her at a big show. Even if she showed up at a WrestleMania for a featured match. I wouldn't be mad at that. I don't need part-time Trish showing up, you know, on every third Raw and doing stuff. Like, nah, that's not necessary.
For sure. Your man Sammy had a great Friday, great reaction. Got to have some old Sammy in that match and then ate that Claymore. Actually kicked him with Roman. Roman stirring the pot with Jay still, sociopath Roman. Like, it was a fun show.
They are getting back to sociopath Roman with that, specifically with that interaction. But even I don't think it's sociopathic to call Drew a fucking liar and go, you've been carrying this place? Are you fucking out of your goddamn mind? You've been eating too much haggis or whatever the fuck you eat over there? Like, give me a break. Yeah. And he let him know, like, please. But then, you know, because he's a babyface and needs to be fed, You know, he's like, how many times you did that? He's like, you're different when you're by yourself. And Roman's like, shit. You know, I was hoping he didn't notice. It was just, again, played as well as, or played perfectly for who those guys are.
Darrell
is Drew big as shit or is Roman getting small?
Drew big as shit.
Okay. I don't know how I didn't notice it before. Like, damn, Drew's not only just looking down a little bit an inch or two, but yeah, he's way fuller in the shoulders and neck area.
Tony Khan stated that right before the AEW meeting took place today, AEW's chief legal officer, Mega Pyrick, sent an email to WWE's Nick Khan and Stephanie McMahon warning them not to tamper with his talent.
Oh, okay. So is that like people are thinking maybe that's what the meeting was about?
It might be, yeah. We've got to leave them folks alone.
Whatever.
That'd be super interesting.
Whatever.
I
mean, you don't want your talent being fucked with and being undercut and those kinds of things, but whatever. If that was the dominant topic of that meeting.
Yeah. So, yeah, Darrell did bring up one thing I know you would have missed. So last week on NXT, Tony D'Angelo and Santos Escobar had a loser leaves town match.
Yeah.
Escobar lost. So he had to leave. So on Friday, or on Tuesday, last night, Joaquin, well, DJ Z, whoever, and then the other dude had a tag match under Tony D and lost. And so they're all dejected leaving the building with Elektra. And your man Santos pulled up in the Chevy truck and said, yo, you thought I was going to leave by myself? And they hopped in the truck. And so they are rolling to... And when I say truck, I mean SUV. I'm not being stereotypical. They are rolling to either Fridays or Mondays. I think they're going to go Fridays. I think Fridays is the move.
I was wondering, like, why would he be in a truck? Like, that doesn't seem like a... He doesn't seem like a
he was in a Chevy SUV.
Kind of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. Cool. And good for those guys that good for them for making it a part of the story that they're telling. Because it's something that we as fans are thinking, so why not? It's easy enough to include to give yourself a couple of them, you know, tell that story on NXT during, you know, for the tag match that they lose, and then you get the segment of them leaving and then Escobar showing up. That's if they would have gotten a call up somehow 3 months ago, it's just, even if they had the same kind of stipulation in NXT, you just know it's just done completely different and unorganically. And this was just, again, I don't want to be gushing over like the tiniest little fucking things, but sometimes it be the tiniest little fucking things that make things either worth it or trash. So, all right, we've talked a lot. Let's give somebody else a time to talk. 347-202-0103 is the number to call in and talk to us live. Look who's got their hands up. A bunch of people in line on hold, but nobody got their goddamn hands up. Let's talk to Kylan, because he's always got his hand up. Kylan, what's on your mind, man?
What up? I have a whole lot, Travis. How right. are you and Cam doing this week?
Doing okay.
So,
what you got for us?
First things first.
Mm-hmm.
Let me issue a minor correction on something you and Cam said regarding the scheduling of the Labor Day weekend events.
Okay.
Clash at the Castle is Saturday the 3rd.
Yeah. And the other two are on the floor.
At one at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so 7 Eastern or 7 p.m. their time, local time.
Yep.
So normal start time for them. And what about the other ones? Or is NXT the early in the day? The next day, the fourth?
No. NXT is at 4 Eastern, and then All Out is directly after that at
7?
At 8 Eastern with the 7 Eastern pre-show.
Okay. So, yeah. That sounds about right. NXT, I doubt, is going to go full 3 hours, so there'll be a little bit of time for you to, if you're watching both shows back-to-back. What are you doing for that weekend? Are you doing Cam? That's Labor Day weekend.
I'll probably be in San Antonio at a housewarming.
Okay. For both those nights?
Yeah, I'll probably go for the weekend.
Okay. I'm definitely going to want to watch, I don't know, probably all three of those shows.
I'm saying, right?
The Cardiff show, that's the least appealing.
You definitely should since you're in this line of work and since you're fully.
Where you been the last 2 years as far as that goes
in
with
the
me?
Product again, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, smart guy. What else you got?
So, what are your feelings on Triple H officially beginning to reassemble his executive team? With the replacement of Jeff Jarrett with Road Dogg back.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about a few months ago. Maybe it was when Jarrett was booked to be the special referee, and we talked about him being the whatever of live events, and like, oh well, if he's going to do anything in the company, that
senior
seems like
vice
a
president.
Yeah, that seems like would he be good at as far as like, you know, his promoting mind and just, you know, how he's grown up in the business and that kind of thing. I'm not necessarily sure, like, oh, is Road Dogg the fucking live events fucking he's better? Like, if I had to pick, just based on the very little I know, and a lot of that based on personality, and you know, I'm picking Jeff Jarrett to run that specific wing of the company. So that's unfortunate for Jeff Jarrett. I don't know if he's just done. He goes home and, you know, gets his, you know, severance or however they do it for actual employees or what, but. Yeah, too bad for him. And does this do anything for the actual live event segment of the company? Like, is Road Dogg going to come? Has Jeff Jarrett been doing a bad job? Or is this just, like you said, reassembling and getting his people back around him, and that's just the spot he could find for Road Dogg? Because he's not going to put him back as being an agent, apparently. Yeah.
It seems like, you know, like again, Jeff Jarrett is going to bounce back. They probably told him that you'll find a job somewhere. Like, you're fine. Yeah, I think it's just, you know, taking care of his man who was good to him. Road Dogg didn't actually he made like one wave. One time with Sean. But I'm sure if they were able to squash that, then Hunter's good with him being.
I just mean he's always on Twitter fucking putting his foot in his mouth in the last couple of years.
Yes.
I personally was very surprised that Road Dogg was given this as opposed to let's stick you back where you were teaching intermediate and top level performance center classes and helping Sean and I write the NXT show, but I guess Triple H had to stick him somewhere immediately, and that was the best place he could stick him for now.
Yeah. Yeah, but does that help? Is that where he is best suited for? We'll see. I mean, I'm sure Triple H knows better than any of us, so got to give him the benefit of the doubt as the boss, as the hirer and firer. So, but this also shows that Triple H is not just the creative person. He's not there just to come up with finishers or dictate where stories go. Like, obviously, he's a top level executive and has hiring and firing abilities.
I
just think we got caught up in the last 2 months of Triple H's, changing things creatively. It's like, oh shit, right. He can bring in all these guys because he has the fucking power to do it. And obviously now with Jeff Jarrett gone, he can fire folks, not just on air talent.
He is the full-fledged Vince pretty much now.
Well, I wouldn't go that far just because he's not, but that's a good thing. You don't want to be absolute power corrupts absolutely or something, so I've heard.
And my second question, content-wise, in terms of WWE, with the upcoming revamp of NXT UK into NXT Europe, and with WWE placing a notice on their corporate website earlier today that they are looking to hire video producers to begin restarting their podcast unit that they used to have on the standalone WWE network with Lillian Garcia and New Day and other assorted podcasts.
Do you
think we will see a major ramping up of Peacock/WWE network content in terms of perhaps a live stream of 24-hour programming eventually?
Well, I hope so. I think when all that stuff happened, thanks, Colin. Appreciate you, man. When all that stuff happened and they fired a bunch of people and like half the digital, marketing branch was ousted, and just all the domino effect of that, just dealing with every week for, 3 to 6 months, along with obvious talent was getting let go and everything. It was, what was the big talking point and why they were doing this? Oh, they're getting prepared to sell the company. Who are they going to sell to? Disney, Sony, fucking who? And now we haven't, because of the excitement around the creative change and management and, boss change, essentially, we don't talk about that. Could that still be in the works? Assuming it was, and it wasn't just, complete speculation over the last year or so, could things still be in the works to sell the company? It's just, we just changing things up creatively in the direction that the company's going in while we own it. But Nick Khan, he's still positioning things. Or are we out of that conversation?
Yeah, I don't know. Bringing back talents that, you know, the guy who was in charge saw as less bad or got rid of in order to sell. I don't know if that's, like, a sign that they're planning on doing that. Right. I don't know, but things are crazy, man. You got – they didn't delay Shazam and Aquaman. I don't know what's going on out here in the world. Like, it's crazy money shit happening, man. I don't know. I can't
– They didn't delay She-Hulk, and she got the second.
They got
second
money
highest,
though.
They got money to burn. Didn't somebody say Disney had the highest? Whoever was it, Kylan last week? Somebody was called in with who's Amazon's got this much in the bank, or, you know, to spend, and it was like Disney. Oh, they've got $250 billion. What? What the fuck? No, I think that might have actually been Amazon, but Disney was up there too. Yeah. Just ridiculous amounts of money to spend on stuff.
Warner doesn't have the money to put out Shazam and Aquaman.
What does that
they
mean?
They don't have enough money. Like, that's the thing. They're not delaying it to get more money. They literally do not have the money in advertising to put the movies out at the time they wanted to put them out. They got to wait till shit settles to put the movies out. That's crazy.
Damn. Holy shit.
That's nuts. Yeah, man. It is some wild, wacky shit. They canceled a Batman cartoon.
They fucking canceled Sesame Street. They threw that shit off of HBO.
Oh, they got 200 episodes of Sesame Street out of there, Jack. But, like, them canceling
TBS
a Batman
had to tweet, like, yo, here's the YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch thousands, hundreds, or however many free shows. And, like, damn, this is getting serious. The content wars, man. I'm about to have some real victims and not, like, small victims that just get absorbed or wiped away because the big guy. No, this is big guy knocking out other big guy or self-inflicted fucking wounds on big, you know, kind of. Holy shit. Well, the one thing you do know is that if the worst were to happen and they were no longer like, all right, I'm just selling all this shit and piece me, you know. Just going to auction off this, you know, our horror stuff, all our action stuff. That content is going somewhere. Somebody would buy it and monetize it and digitize it and get it out on their stuff.
No plans for a new season of Young Justice. It's hopefully somebody picked up the Batman cartoon. But, yeah, that's some bullshit, man. They are doing anything.
Well,
Cartoon
Batman,
Network,
so.
Get your money. Well, they're under the umbrella, too. Shit.
Well, they're Viacom, though, I think. So, well, that's CBS Viacom, so I think that might be different from... Discovery? It's all incestuous. It's like four companies.
Three niggas own everything.
Anyway.
You know.
Yeah. So, that's it. Try to guess. Yeah, you're probably right in some way. All right. Let's... we do have a non-VIP email. Let me get to that before I forget. Jabron from Vegas chimed in. He says, what up, fellas? Two questions for y'all this week. I know we don't really have any clue on what's going on with MJF and AEW, and I know some fans would like him to make the jump over to WWE, but are fans fooling themselves as to think he would have the same freedom that he has in AEW with his promos in WWE? Are they fooling themselves? No, especially not now. Maybe they were fooling themselves 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, there would probably be a happy middle ground between what he was saying and what he could say. Yeah.
And it would probably be better for him, his career, if he had some more restrictions. And I don't even remember restrictions, but if he had a bit of a filter or somebody said, maybe not that line. You know, but not stifling his freedom or his creativity or what his voice, but just not letting him go and say everything that comes to mind. Like his, you know, other boss would have done that. Yeah, go on, do what you want to do, get yourself over. So I think he could absolutely thrive if he signed with WWE. It would be, I think it's a no-brainer if he's in, if he's up and he can make that move. I think you spend however many months working the internet and built and built, getting your price up and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cash in or you make the jump. Yeah. Where people can, because people will still look at him as a blue chip young guy type, you know, not necessarily a, even though he is technically, you know, a main eventer from one company coming to, would be, you know, going to another. But he might not want, he might say, you know what, let's, I'm still MJF, but let's, you know, let's do something different. Not different, because he is what he is, and he's good at what he is. But just, I don't want to be AEW MJF just now, and I just happen to be in WWE now. Yeah, he seems like the type that would want to do his own, you know, have a whole new take on himself. But, yeah.
Tonight will be interesting. Tonight will be interesting to see if anything changes there. You know, we'll some things are going to be answered. You'll know more about wrestling tomorrow than you do today. That's for sure.
Number two from Jabron. So Johnny is back. Is it fair to say it's just a matter of time before we get DIY back as a tag team to go against the Usos if they still have both titles? Whenever they put DIY back together, whenever they put DIY back together. Just a thought I had, I don't think they have ever faced each other in a tag match. I could be wrong. I think you're right as far as the Usos at DIY. Just, I don't think the Usos made a surprise appearance in NXT or, you know, in 2017 or 18. So, yes, that would be cool, but I don't know if putting DIY back together is necessarily the
move. I don't think that's happening anytime soon, and I don't think the Usos will be tag champions when it does happen. I think
right.
there's going to be changes.
Because I think
we're at least 3 or 4, I think really 6 months from DIY being a thing together, especially as like a face team. And so, yeah, I think the Usos run as the dominant tag team will be over by then.
I don't know, just because of how Champ has positioned himself and what they've had, his mission statement. Like he said, I'm with Miz so I can get fucking eyes on my career, a brighter spotlight on me. So now Johnny's going to talk him out of that?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Going to be some time.
Yeah, at least no time soon, Jabron. And again, you got to think of Champ with like, is he around in 2 years? And I mean that like physically, is he still able to go at a high level 2 years from now? And I think I could have said this in 2020. Like, oh, well, Ciampa will be right. And here he is on the main roster. So, but it's still something to think about and bring up. Like, will he be around in 2 years when it might make more sense to do? Shit, is Johnny around? Is he over? Johnny, we've seen the fans turn on Johnny Gargano relatively in a short span of time.
Yeah.
But he's not being booked by Vince McMahon, so that's...
Baseball said Nicki Minaj has started the Spaces. I know it's messy in there, boy. Woo!
How does anybody get any... say anything when she's certainly going to bring at least 10,000 people to that Spaces?
Well, I mean, if she decides who's talking, none of them can talk.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. If you're right, it's not like everybody. But I was in a space where I could turn my shit on, like, and I just didn't. I just listened.
There's literally 14,000 people in there right now.
See?
I know she's talking crazy. Her and Nikki, they've been getting into it, boy. Good luck. Good luck.
Mm-mm. It doesn't show up on my desktop version. Is Spaces like a mobile thing exclusively?
I think you can do it on desktop. I don't know the procedure.
Yeah, well, fuck it. All right, let's see who else is on the line. Let's talk to Boris in Chicago real quick. Boris, what you got for us?
What up? What's good, guys? I was thinking about the CM Punk Mozzie thing. I was going at the angle where and they just couldn't contain themselves last week, and that's why they pushed it forward the match to tonight instead of waiting on, you know, the pay-per-view or what do you call it. The universe, they kept coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Travis, if you are on your desktop, if you go to Cardi's profile and click on it, it'll let you join the space on desktop.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Go ahead, Boris, I'm sorry.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like every time you be, I guess I would consider it aggressive. I mean, why everybody got to be healed because they just, you know, just come out. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I don't think just because you actually
for heels
because
they act like heels, like that's
right.
Heels.
But I don't think what CM Punk was doing was heelish to me.
He might have been correct in the technical sense and what he was, yeah, but he still was a fucking asshole as how he said it and the
that's
way he brought
asshole,
it up, and also saying,
right?
I mean, okay, how many? Sure, there are baby face.
I mean,
there are baby face assholes, and there are heels that might not always be. No, I'm not twisting myself in that knot to differentiate. No, he was a fucking asshole and being a heel. Like,
so is that easy to be a heel these days, right?
I mean, he's going out of his way. I don't know what kind of people you hang with, but he was being a piece of shit. He just happened to be, you know, saying some things you could nod your head along to, like, oh, yeah, he's right about that. But he was trying to be a piece of shit. Boris, if he was listening to this,
yeah,
he'd be like, buddy. Yeah, he's like, buddy, I was going for that. Like, no, I wasn't being a baby face.
It just seemed like to me it's too easy to, you know, call a person a heel without them, you know, fucking just going all out, you know, fucking, you know.
Look, I get
up.
he didn't punch a puppy,
you know,
in the face or anything, but he was a fucking heel last week. And he was a heel the week before with the Hangman Page stuff. Less of a heel, but it's been building, which is why I think he goes all the way. Not tonight, but at All Out, if that's how they do it.
Let me get this in. I'm trying to be quick. Okay, my take on Triple H. Okay, if I didn't watch and didn't like him when he was in power in NXT and wherever he was, him coming back now is still the same to me until something actually changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Put his team back together. Right,
his team is infinitely better than the fucking team that was there.
I know that. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying it's still he restructured on the main card.
No, it's not the same. You can't say he did change a bunch of shit and then be like it's the same, because it's not. Promos are different. Promos feel different. These matches, they're allowed, and I think they need to tone that down eventually. But they want to make a splash and get eyes on them. But they're just having two bangers per week. Or per show.
That's
I don't know what's happening
on
NXT.
They wouldn't allow to. Now they are able to.
Right. Shouldn't necessarily be allowed to fucking go out and have banger. Like, what are you going to sell every month on pay-per-view if Raw is fucking pay-per-view quality every time? Like, no. You go out there and give me a good 8. They're going out there and giving us a great 16. You know, shit like that.
Hey.
Like, yeah. But,
so,
hey, I'm going to enjoy it. So.
Oh yeah, it's not, hey.
Like, you didn't like Finn versus Dolph Ziggler? Like, that was fucking awesome. You didn't like Shinsuke versus Gunther the week before, or AJ versus Lashley?
I'm gonna wait now. See how far this goes.
You
saying?
Keep waiting.
I have to wait until see how. Right.
I'm gonna wait.
Hey,
everybody
easy,
telling
easy,
you,
easy,
oh,
easy.
It feels different.
Easy.
This And you're like, nah. Nah, we done with you. Terrell, what's happening? Take it home.
What's good, y'all?
What up?
Hey, man, you know.
Trav, man, the old Trav back in the day would have forced people on. I remember for months he kept forcing on that one number, and they wouldn't say nothing.
845. He's on now.
He was saying all the crazy stuff.
He's on hold now. I'm not gonna bogart him on the show. Yeah. He made it clear.
Travis. and your brother over there, Cam, mixing it just for me.
Got
that Grecian formula?
I just cut it. Come on now. Just for me.
Somebody say, see somebody get a ticket that go to L.A. and all of a sudden he gets
it. Have to look it up. Yeah.
I know he denies it, but I know he got them calf implants. He won't fess up. He won't hold up to it.
Chill.
Don't tell me you don't win it. Got the little beat on the male BBL.
His thighs don't match, Darrell. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, boy, boy, boy. Oh, man. Hey, y'all were talking about WB, man. You know, they sold. They already done sold.
Man, Darrell was on this 4 years ago. He was telling me about how this was about the downfall years ago. Yeah.
Yep.
The one thing you was right about.
Telling you how they lost $1 billion.
He's completely wrong about everything Marvel and Disney, but you got the Sony stuff.
Oh,
or you
okay.
got the, the HBO Warner
stuff. You still going to say that? You still?
I mean, it's true.
Here go
Moon Girl, our own show. Fucking Ironheart, our own show. Come on. I could go down the list. On VIP quite frequently.
Where's those books?
Hey, where's anybody's books, Darrell? Not Batman, Spider-Man, or, you know, a handful of others.
But that's what we were talking about. We weren't talking about.
I know.
We were talking about movies.
I know, but
they can make a hit out of anything.
Happen to morph into that because, you know, they're compelling to good characters.
I know you
America watched, Chavez.
I know you watched. I know you watched She-Hulk, though.
You goddamn right, I did. Watched that shit twice. Watched it again last night.
Mm-hmm. Coming back tomorrow.
None of the men hate us, that MRA who just was furious about the first episode.
The man hater or the what? What? I didn't hear nothing.
Women haters, something that MRA, people just get mad because of she saying that because he's stronger than Hogo or whatever.
Oh, I saw Long Beach Griffey's video. You know, it's understandable. People go, what? You had it harder than Hulk because you live like normal human life? Like, come on. But, you know, she'll learn.
Yeah, I think it was just a story point to be telling anyway.
Yeah. But those types of people are waiting to hear something that they can be like, fucking women or the fucking blacks or the whoever they're... Queers, you know, it's just looking and waiting for the goddamn black women queers, you know, they just, they're just waiting for it. So fuck them. Million and a half people enjoyed the show. So.
Oh yeah. But other than that, man, wrestling been exciting. I want to see, how this match ends tonight, who wins, and who come out. Do they go ahead and do the ready-made, you had Hangman come out afterwards, let us know if it was a shoot or you just working off of something that you done made hot because of some backstage beef.
Hey, that's how it happens. I like how somebody tried to compare Brett and Sean. Like, I appreciate how Brett and Sean had legitimate, you know, hateful beef with each other, but still were professionals enough to work on TV. Like, the fucking revisionist history wrestling fans love to fucking granted they weren't out there shooting on each other, you know, week after week or going into business, but they were not just professionals on TV and that handled all their stuff backstage. Like, you fucking people and your memories. It's like, were you guys just 10 when that kind of stuff happened? You just don't remember how, you know, just think, you know, kids. I guess we were all either 10 or 20. But still, yeah, that's what we do. Our revisionist history to fit the narrative of what we're talking about now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, you know what I'm saying, they gave us bangers when they was in the ring because at that time they couldn't do nothing but give you a banger. They were just that good. But, you know, when they grabbed that mic, though, it was totally different. Sunny days and all.
Yeah. Yeah. And people should shut up. People really should just shut the fuck up. Yeah.
But later,
that's the internet.
One thing I ain't hear y'all talk about, I know little news was coming out there talking about it's the end of the draft. No draft. Maybe no draft.
Good.
Oh, yeah, just put people where you want them to be.
Yeah. No need to make a stupid spectacle out of it, a spectacle that makes no goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm.
At least that one year they leaned in completely into the spectacle when they first got on Fox. And had the stupid scouts and all that.
That draft room, yeah. Ridiculous, but yeah.
That was so terrible. But, yeah, you don't have to do all that. Just, no, this is who got the contract. This is who, now they wrestle for this part, you know. And there's enough cross, especially with the top names, that you're always going to, you know, you'll see Roman Reigns pop up on Raw every now and then or vice versa. So.
Okay, then last thing for me, then.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor Series, if it's kind of true, and they bring War Games to Survivor Series, who on the main roster do you see in the first War Games in the main roster history? Who do you see, and who are the two teams?
Roman, Bloodline, Sammy against Survivor Series, huh? I would say, probably Drew Lashley and, well, Lashley might be defending that title.
Yeah, who would they go up against in that heated of an environment? It would have to be.
I would say, you know, Street Profits, but I think that's kind of ran. I think that's ran its course. Because
mm-hmm.
I would say Drew, Street Profits, Lashley would be easy, but I don't know. Do you even go with them, or do you go like Judgment Day against, Judgment Day against Edge, Styles, and Bianca. I don't know. It's a good one. Oh, that's it. What am I talking about?
It's the next show.
Edge, Beth, and whoever against Judgment Day.
I think that's
because you ain't gonna have the champions.
Who they are?
You got if you want Roman on the
oh,
show.
No.
If you want Roman on the show, you don't have two champions neither. So, and it's again, it's the next show after Clash.
You want Beth Phoenix
in
that position,
November.
Cam?
Oh, as a one-off, I think it's okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but considering we've got some time to get there, it might not, you know.
Probably one more show between now and then, or two more shows. It's
Street Profits,
November.
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving.
November 26.
It's
the only.
Is it after
at
Thanksgiving?
At the TD Garden. I think so. The Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
I don't see – the only show I see in front of it is Clash at the Castle.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might do go over there to, like everybody say, Blood Money, but before then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, if there's no Hell in the Cell pay-per-view
on Rumble.
I hope we start. I hope we get away from that. I hope that's another thing Triple H tackles with the gimmick pay per views. Maybe Money in the Bank stays because that's different. But your Hell in the Cells, your Elimination Chamber pay per views. Even though we haven't had an Elimination Chamber, I don't know what we've had. So let me stop. But yeah, hopefully maybe we get away from that kind of stuff and get Hell in the Cell matches when they're deserved and needed and. Yeah, the intensity is there for one, but they're doing war games at Survivor Series. Yeah, I don't think you can do Hell in a Cell like the month before. So October, shit, might be just the Saudi show. So, all right, cool. Good talking to you.
Peace out, man.
All right, we will wrap things up there. Appreciate everybody that called in and emailed and hung out in the chat room on Cam's Twitch. So thank you. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. If you are listening to this in podcast form, Rich and I will be by for another hour or so of content. So if you are indeed a VIP member of The Torch, click over and listen to Rich and I talk about She-Hulk and all kinds of stuff. So until next time, for Cam, for all the callers and the emailers and the tweeters and everybody, I'm Trev. We out. Came for the cake. Tell them start the march to bring the war to your gate. Life's a battle. Strap a star carving your face. Smoke cool on camel just to calm me and change. With a liquor, a quick off, I get to a buzz. Make the pain stop and start spreading the love. Above the rest by a cool head, shoulders and chest. Give them hell on my lapel, staying dope to the chest. And you can vote me and hopefully get deep as the dime. I'm getting ready for the speed, so to wait for the sign. Cause it's a new day, a new dawn, a brand new era. And you be hard pressed, dog, to find a get more clever, my nigga. So see the medals on my vest. Champs, gold medals chillin' on my chest. So, could never be nothing less. Champion, grand peon.